Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Artificial intelligence is said to be the next big factor in improving a company's productivity. But our next guest says that there will always be room for individualized leadership skills training to help company owners and managers improve employee productivity. Leslie Hayes is founder of The Hayes Approach, and she joins us now by phone from her company's headquarters in Greenville, South Carolina. Leslie, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. It's wonderful to be here.
Now, tell us about your company and how you got into this business.
Our company is The Hayes Approach, and we do pretty much anything that has to do with people in the workplace. We do fractional HR. I'm a long-standing HR professional, and about 20 years ago decided that small and family businesses needed more support. So we have over the years crafted a niche for ourselves in family and founder-led and nonprofit human resources. We do offer training and business coaching to larger companies as large as General Electric, Fujifilm, but most of our day-in, day-out work is for the smaller and mid-sized family and founder-led businesses, primarily in South Carolina.
This market that you are addressing, their leaders need guidance sometimes too, right? They're just not perfect right out the gate, are they?
I think all of us need guidance. The business world continues to get more and more complex. We have global economics. We have global supply chains. I think the pandemic showed us how interdependent we are. We've got people bringing phones and filming and recording everything in the workplace, posting it on social media. We've got artificial intelligence, both helping businesses and also terrifying people. We've got multiple generations in the workplace. We've got vast diversity in the workplace of all different kinds. And it's just extremely difficult for leaders to navigate exactly what they're supposed to be doing on any given Thursday to try to figure out how to help their workforce be the best version of themselves and provide the productivity that the company needs.
And so how would, you know, a company owner, a leader, a manager, how would they know if they are not already getting the most that they can, you know, out of their employees?
It's difficult, but if your turnover is high, if you get the sense that some of your folks are what we used to call phoning it in, they're there, but their emotions aren't there. If you've got higher error rates, if people are grumbly or complaining, if you're just not feeling the energy in your workplace that you would really like to have, that might mean that there's an opportunity for you to learn some things about how to get your folks more engaged.
Okay, well, let's say that somebody just heard this and then they said, wow, that might be me. I didn't realize that. So what would be some of the suggestions you would give to this founder, owner, manager?
One thing that they can do is think through, are they providing the vision? I kind of think about leadership from five essentials. First, we have to create a vision that is compelling, that makes our people want to hitch their wagon to our star. And then we have to communicate that vision. Sometimes we do a really good job talking to the head, but we don't always talk to the heart. And even when we have got both their hearts and their heads engaged, sometimes we don't provide the tools or get the barriers out of the way so that people can actually make the progress that they really want to make. Some barriers can be a fear of asking questions. Are you approachable? Are you helping your folks surface the things that they need in order to do their jobs really, really well? And then finally, we do have to hold people accountable. But what I find in myself and in many people I work with is that we jump from giving a direction to holding accountable. And we skip the part where we get their heads and their hearts engaged and we ask them what tools they need and what might be getting in their way. And then when the accountability comes, they're not prepared to be accountable because they haven't completely bought in.
Well, Leslie, great information. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate being on the program.
Leslie Hayes is founder of The Hayes Approach, and she joined us by phone from her company's headquarters in Greenville, South Carolina. And we will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.